God damn it.
Yeah, I win.
Quiet game.
You lost. You fool. You idiot. You just had to talk, didn't you?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't stay shut off for more than 4 months. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I'm so glad that we kept that entire quiet game going for so long, even though we had made no announcement of it on the podcast at all. And that explains our entire leave of absence completely with no other explanation.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I'm glad. So what do we miss?
So what's up, guys? What's up, Soap Suds? Welcome back to the revival of the Bibble Babble.
I'm Dead Inside.
I'm your co-host, Shell Bubbles.
And I quit.
You quit?
I quit streaming.
Oh, I thought you were just going to quit outright.
Yeah, that's how been getting your hopes up this entire time. Like, yeah, we'll record, and then just getting and be like, yeah.
Give it up. It's
over. That would be so mean. Like, I just start the
episode. I'd cry.
I just
on
walk.
My birthday, too.
You hear my footsteps walking away from the microphone. Like, I physically left the room. You hear me doing other stuff in the other room. Goodness gracious. Yeah, it's your birthday. Them. How old are you now? Seven? Seven and a quarter?
I'm a 20-year-old woman.
Good Lord. That's you should stop aging right now. I'm telling you, there's nothing there for
I
you.
I hope so.
There's I nothing. Hope, I mean, I you turn 21 and that's it. It's the last thing you get.
Okay.
I mean, when you turn 25, you can start renting cars. So.
When I'm 25, my brain fully develops. So that's a milestone.
I'd
say that's a milestone.
I'm just thinking of like somebody on their 25th just being like, oh my gosh, dude, we rented so many vehicles last night. Oh my dude.
Oh my god, seven vehicles.
I can't believe
I'm in critical debt. I cannot pay these off.
I am in critical debt. It's unhealthy. It's affecting my actual health. I am going to die.
I have debilitating debt. I cannot walk.
And you know what's the worst part? I don't even have any cars to show for it.
They're not my cars. They're only
rentals. God. Anyway, awesome 25th.
So, guys, where the hell have we been? What the heck's been going on? Manny, you go ahead and you start. What's been going on with you the past few months that we've been off our rocker?
I quit streaming. I know. Very.
Oh, boy.
Very brave of me to be the first person to ever quit doing that hobby. I'm the first.
The first person to quit streaming entirely. No one else has quit before.
Yeah, even though I streamed literally today. But I quit doing it in any capacity that was even part-time. So, like, and you know what happened? You know why
what
I quit?
Happened?
So you're getting some juicy insider details that probably nobody is going to listen to, at least from my Twitch audience, because they didn't listen to my podcast either. What was I going to say? Oh, so I was literally, I was doing this thing at work, and a new guy came in, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm 25, and he's worked with all these big artists that I look up to, too, like, people that I enjoy, he's worked with and, like, done stuff for, and I was like, this guy's 25, and I've got nothing to show for it. I'm 20, at the time, I was 22, or 23, I was 23, and I was just like, wow. I am, like, only 2 years younger than him, and I haven't worked with anybody that's cool at all. Like, it, you know, besides Bubs. But, like, but I hadn't done anything big, and I hadn't been out there in the industry, as the kids say. So I was like, you know what? I'm wasting 8 hours of my week every week streaming, which I enjoy, but it is, there's no return. Like, no big return. Like, there's a little bit of money, but, like, $100
no
every
big
6 months. $100 every 6 months is not sustainable and it's not, like, economical. So.
What if Jeffrey Bezos gave you, like, $100K to start streaming again?
I would do it. my career can wait. I have $100K. I could pay off numerous debts.
Before Jeff Bezos.
Thank you for my $100,000. Thank you, Mr. Bezos. I was talking about this on stream actually today. Was just like, what would I have to be paid to do it again? And I think 100K is my minimum ceiling. Is like my minimum.
No, you got asked what you would be paid to lick someone's feet.
That was another question as well.
You answered the same thing.
No, I did not say 100K. I said a million.
You did.
I did not. I said a million.
No, you didn't. You said 100K.
You are putting words in my mouth. And it's,
I can clip it right now. The recording is still up. It has a, you said 100K to lick someone's
feet. Do it. You actually won't, because I know you.
I will after this podcast.
Oh yeah, you'll search through the entire 4-hour VOD for that.
I remember
clip.
What part it's at. I'll get it.
You don't have the stones. You don't have that resolve.
I've done more menial tasks.
You're assuming that this is a waste of my time. I already know my time is worthless.
I have no job and I make no money. I already know this isn't worth my time.
Nothing's worth my time. I'm not worth my time. we're gonna pretend that we're gonna hear it right now, and I'm gonna respond to the clip that you found. All right, ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
I think I would suck someone's toes for $100,000. I think.
See, I told you. I told you I didn't say it.
No, you did.
I did not.
What, did you have the audio muted?
Are you and me hearing different things?
That?
Are you and me hearing different things? Because I'm pretty sure I heard a million is my ceiling. A million is my minimum.
You said 100K.
I did not. I don't know what you're hearing.
You did.
Oh my gosh.
You did. I was there.
Women, am I right, fellas? Ah, ha ha.
So guys,
I really hope that I'm right, because I really don't want that to be that low. I really hope.
If I'm right and you say women, am I right? I'm gonna laugh my ass off.
I'm attempting to gaslight you and you won't let me. So just women, am I right?
Just won't let me gaslight them. Why can't they just be good women like the rest of them? But update on our lives.
Yeah.
He's given an update. It's my turn. So I've talked a lot about my private life, my personal life.
I genuinely thought you were going to say I've been at the bottom of a well for 5 days. Not eat. At the bottom of a well.
At the bottom of a well.
Hey, that worked. Oh, wow. That was so good.
Thank you.
I heard that in real time, and was also the podcast time as well.
My favorite bit to do with that lately is, like, I'm a little French guy, and like 2 feet tall, and I go like, "Je t'aime."
That's so not funny, but I'm laughing very hard. I just like the idea of a very tiny Frenchman at the bottom of a well. Wait, could you do the... So, you know, like the, hey, hey,
what?
Can you do the what at the bottom of the well, please?
Hey, hey, hey. What?
So stupid.
So, anyway.
Yeah, what's your life? What's your
I
life
talk
going
about
on?
My personal life a lot, and you may remember in previous episodes, I'm like, dude, the DMV sucks. I can't get my driver's license. Well, guess what, motherfuckers?
I don't have my driver's license.
Oh, I don't have it.
I still don't got it.
It's in my hand. I'm a licensed driver.
Watch
I'm
out, fuck.
Free to roam the streets. I'm free to ride the road.
Okay, all right. You're free
I'm
to
free
drive
to play
a car.
Life is a highway.
You're free to drive a car. None of this license gives you those options. This is there's a fundamental misunderstanding.
Life is a highway.
There's a fundamental misunderstanding.
When I'm on a highway, having a panic attack, going 60 miles an hour while everyone else is doing 90. That's me, baby.
I'm the small little Asian lady in the far right lane going 10 miles an hour. That's me, baby.
I'm the baby in the car seat in the driver's seat.
You know how they have bumper stickers that say baby up in this bitch? I'm the baby and the bitch.
I'm the baby. I'm the baby in myself.
Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Just don't think about it. Just laugh. Okay. It's funny.
But also, I'm an insured driver, so... Ooh. I'm on, if I'm on the roads and I do a little oopsie doopsies, I'm okay.
I imagine you like demolish your car like it's wrapped around a tree like three times. You're fine. You're fine. And you have your mom or your dad like take a picture of you for the insurance, and it's you like putting your hand up to your mouth like, oopsie, did I do that? It's like this car's like wrapped around the tree like three times. It's just like,
how? I'm completely okay, thanks to Allstate.
She has like a small scratch. You have a small scratch on like your cheek. It's just like the most minimal.
And it's bleeding profusely. I just give a little thumbs up. I have my hand on my mouth like oopsie doopsies, but also a thumbs up at the same time.
And the Allstate guy's like, what in God's name happened to this thing? The car.
What insurance does like the bit that has the guy that's covered in band-aids that just like fucks
Progressive.
Everything up?
That's progressive. That's chaos, if I remember correctly.
That's me. That guy's me.
I love the one ad where it's just like, "Hi, I'm that thing behind, like I'm the thing behind your couch seat or your car seat," and it's like somebody reaching down. He's like, "Nope, you can't get me." And then like she freaking the wheel like pops over and does a full flip. I'm like, "What the hell? What do these people think they're insuring?" Their demise? Why are you doing this? It always ends with like the car burning in the background. He's like, yeah, that's why you want to get insurance. And then he walks off screen. It's like people are dead.
I'm just saying, if like an insurance company, like its whole motto was just like, made an oopsie doopsie, try our insurance, I would buy into it immediately.
Did you make a fucky wucky? Oh no.
Oopsie doopsies, make a fucky wucky there, buddy.
Did you actually plow through a small little league baseball game? We've got you covered.
You got the whole Astros team on the hood of your car.
It's like, this car was white when I bought it, and it's just this crimson red.
Now it's maroon. Snazzy.
He's like, when that dries, that'll be much darker.
Mm-hmm. That ain't coming off. Need some peroxide and some alcohol for that or something. Or, like, lemon juice.
I just like, because to plow through an entire Little League game means you have to round the bases to chase them.
You're drifting from base to base.
You're sideswiping the shortstop. Oh my gosh.
I've missed this podcast. Have you guys missed this podcast?
Bub's really the kind of person in the middle of everyone laughing. Yo, I really needed this.
That is me. How'd you know?
Wow, that is me. How did you know this?
Listen, man, we've missed this podcast as much as the next guy, but you know how you can make us do this podcast even more? By supporting this goddamn podcast.
Put a gun into my head.
Put a dollar in the jar.
In my mouth.
You can donate.
I don't care where the dollar's been. I'll eat it.
You can
donate. No, I don't like that. I don't like that. Don't go to that. Don't do that to me. Don't do that.
You can donate as little as 99 cents a month, and you know what that gives you? That gives you a chance to be mentioned in our episodes once or twice every episode. And we're gonna put our supporter, our loan supporter that's still supporting.
He's a fool.
Curly Cinnamon.
He's a fool. A damn fool.
He's a goddamn fool. I love him so much. Kiss him on the mouth.
I still need to do voices for his upcoming next animated chapter. I still haven't done any voiceover anything. I need to still
do that.
You gotta
do that, dog.
I haven't auditioned.
The rest of us are done.
I'm just nervous. I get scared. Performance. The moment a microphone... Like, I can do voices all day, but then my microphone turns on, I'm like... How breathe? How do that? Right. What's the line? Hi. Hello? Fuck. Anyway.
So, I wanted to show you some projects I've been working on in absence. Also to keep up my audio editing practices and expertise.
Are all of these going to make me upset?
Yeah. Probably.
Yes.
So,
yes.
the one of them is a fake commercial that I've made. A
fake commercial. Okay.
And I'm not going to play the other one because you'd hate it. So I'm just going to play this one. I made it like a thing, but I can't show it to you because it's copyrighted. So.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm waiting.
Okay. Here, and I'm going to put it in like as you're reacting to it.
Okay.
Right here. Here we go. Hey, you! Yeah, you! Are you sad? Lonely? Depressed? Stop jerking off and listen to this! Listen, man, you can keep jerking off after this. Just listen. You're a man's man.
A manly man.
One of the manliest men that ever manned. You have feelings? Emotional vulnerability?
Why do you
Get
keep
that
using that baby
here?
Sound
Come
effect?
Come on down to Joey's Monster Truck Playground.
Monster
here
Truck
we'll
Playground.
Put normal citizens like you, who are completely unlicensed and inexperienced to drive a fucking monster truck, bitch. That's right. Your neighbor Terry, he's been driving monster trucks even with a suspended driver's license. We'll knock those sappy bullshit feelings right out of you with some hardcore monster truck pounding. What? Ooh. No, I'm not talking about sex. Can't think about the fear of dying alone when you have sick-ass concussion, bro. Feeling particularly inferior to your peers today? How about a fucking bone sticking out of your skin, bitch? You want to ride our trucks? Call us now, and we might have your hospital expenses, asswipe. Call 1-800-MONSTER.
So violent.
That's 1-800-666-7837. Call now!
This is so mean. What are they trying to sell me? They're just mean. That's it, you fucking
sad,
degenerate. Like, oh, okay.
If you're sad, ride around in a monster truck.
I like the part unlicensed, like specifies. Your neighbor Terry, he's been driving.
He's driving even with a suspended driver's license.
Air hurts. Oh, that was good.
We put a fucking baby in that driver's seat. Then that baby is me, Joey, of Joey's Monster Truck Playground.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
It got me.
Yeah, it's a funny little
it's
thing.
It's a living.
It's a thing I did.
Oh, I certainly did that thing, and there is no survivors.
Oh, boy. I'm gonna throw up.
You got anything else?
I got one more, but you're not gonna like it as much as the other one.
Mm.
But we'll react to it anyway.
Mm.
Just to fill in some time.
I will temper my expectations.
Alright, here we go.
Oh, saxophone's...
Hi, I'm Dr. Abernathy. A licensed marriage and intimacy counselor.
Oh?
I'm here to talk to you today about you. Ask you some questions.
I don't want
to
be talked about.
Are you feeling anxious or stressed?
Right now, yes.
Is daily life making your you time all the more difficult?
Yes.
Is there something looming over your head, such as crippling debt, social anxiety, midlife crisis, or the never-ending silent prayer for death? Well, I have a solution for you. Come to Horn Dog Therapy. Yes, it's exactly what you think. Replace all of that internal stress, fear, and anxiousness with the sexual desires of a depraved Neanderthal. Why settle for midlife crisis when you could form a crippling porn addiction in its place?
Oh.
Work stressing you out? No problem. We'll implant your head with unending thoughts of you getting railed on one of our therapist's
desks. Oh my gosh!
We have affordable prices, endless libido, and countless options for the average horny adult. What are you waiting for? Call now and book your first appointment today.
Call 1-800 Doc Sexy. That is 1-800.
That voice can never say sexy.
7399. Call now.
Horn Dog Therapy is not responsible for damage or death to property or person. It is responsible, however, for empty balls, cum dumpage, sexual fantasies, rawness between the thighs, post-nut clarity, stretched holes,
post-nut clarity.
Call now and book an appointment today!
I get it. Come now.
Come
now. It's a command. Do it.
Come now.
Ugh. Gross.
Ugh. Nasty. Yeah.
I can't tell if that was your soundboard or not.
What?
I can't. You have a soundboard of your own voice, you psycho.
That was my own voice doing that.
Oh no. Well
but
then.
Yeah.
I do like the first one a bit more, but the second one did catch me off guard a couple of times. Just replace your problems with porn. Just do that. Just do it. What are you?
Why worry
like,
about
pansy?
Social anxieties if you want to freaking instead? You could just get a crippling porn addiction, dog.
Forget debt.
Forget debt. Stretch your holes.
I don't. I see. That was the one I was like, I don't like that one. I like that one. Empty balls and post nut clarity.
The circle goes in the circle hole. Square goes in the square hole.
Everything goes in the circle hole.
No. You're a monster.
You're a monster.
You're a monster. How do we do the same thing?
Well, there's the gingerbread reference, and then there's the new Jiminy Cricket reference in Puss in Boots.
Oh, yeah.
You're a certified monster! Yeah, duh, idiot.
I thought we both went gingerbread.
I was doing gingerbread a little bit.
You're a monster! You're a monster!
Neuron activation. So you got any topics? So, you got any topics to talk about?
I do.
Give me a topic. Throw one at me.
This one breaks my aching heart.
Is it about the M&M candies?
Well, that one's fucking crazy too.
That one's bonkers.
The one I'm talking about is the Justin Roiland incident.
I think Justin Roiland is the incident.
He is the incident.
That's the problem. I have no clue. I have no clue about that. On one hand, I'm like, oh, they're probably cutting ties with him because they don't care about him. So they'll probably just cut it. They'll just cut and run, even if he's proven innocent. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm like, do I care? I don't know if I care.
Well, the reason that they cut ties is that he was charged with domestic violence.
Domestic abuse. Yeah.
And false imprisonment.
The false imprisonment one is impressive to me. I don't know anything about that. Do you?
The story behind it, allegedly, is that he kept his partner, like, in the house.
Oh.
And wouldn't let her
like
leave.
Oh, I was thinking, like, he got somebody thrown in jail.
No, he wouldn't let her leave his house.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
And there's a lot of stuff coming out about Justin Roiland DMing 15-year-olds
on
Twitter.
Being very creepy with... How is this... Is there something that like is in the water in California that makes everyone there like this? I gotta wonder.
I don't know.
Because it's so consistent. It's so consistent.
There is also a couple of clips going around from his podcast where he talks about like... This is not quote for quote, but it's like basically what he said, paraphrasing. He was like, you know, like not too long ago, like maybe like 50 years ago, we were like, if a girl was 13 and her body was like grown enough, she would have been married and having kids by now. That's paraphrasing what he said.
That is like folding in on itself levels of mental gymnastic. Holy crap. That is... Oh, wow.
And it was like supposed to imply that like people shouldn't get canceled if a girl looks older, even though she's not...
He's stacking the deck ahead of time. He's like, I know this stuff's gonna come out.
Oh, jeez, I'm Rick and Morty. I like little girls. Oh,
yikes. Good lord. Everyone's freaking out like Rick and Morty's dead. I'm like, dude, it's been dead. I don't know what you're talking about.
They have like 7 seasons. I don't understand how you could listen to the same joke for 7 seasons.
Dude, I can't. Okay, High on Life, right? High on Life. could not get through watching.
That game's a headache.
I couldn't watch. Like, I think that it's the joke is outworn its welcome. Like, it's just like, oh gee, isn't this a subversion? Oh, jeez, you could kill the kid. You know, like, that, and it's just
the Justin Roiland, like, fourth wall breaking joke died in 2014, and it should have stayed there.
I feel like that's where it started. I feel like...
That's where it started, but it should have ended there, too.
It should have. I think that it's officially dead because I don't think people find it funny anymore. Like, now it is what people expect, so it's not subversion anymore.
Yeah, it's just the Justin Roiland bit, basically.
I do like Zach Hadel's parts in that show, or in that game, though. I've watched a couple of, like,
I do too.
Clips, and he's, like, playing the two heads, or, like, one of the frickin', one of the bears,
well,
who's
the hotter one? Is it me, or is it him?
Yeah, but I also feel like that was a joke that Justin Roiland wrote, and was just like, huh, isn't it funny they just keep talking about it? And Zach's like, I mean, okay, I'll record it, but... Like, that doesn't seem like Zach's style to me. Like, he does those kinds of jokes, but he doesn't beat them into the ground like how the game does.
Right.
You know? I like it. I like his parts in it. Like, especially that part where he plays, like, a bear that's dying, bleeding out, and then, like, leaves after he pretends to die, and he's like, where are you going? I'm like, okay, that's funny. That's actually pretty funny. I just watched clips. I haven't played the game. I'm glad I didn't, because... don't want to support that guy.
Right.
Dude, he even got separated from Squanch Games, which, like, was his company.
Yeah.
Which
I mean,
is
I don't
surprising
it.
To me. It's just like, it's surprising to me that he let himself go of his own thing. Because it's not the same as, like, Hulu or Adult Swim. Like, that's his thing, and he's leaving. So I wonder if that's an admission of guilt.
You know, yeah, I mean? Either that or he doesn't want people's, like, careers to be ended just because of, like, his mistakes or
that
something.
Might be. I don't know. The fact that this is kind of, like, all over before it's even begun with, like, the trial, I'm a little like, okay, maybe... Like, what happens if he is proven innocent beyond a shadow of a doubt and, like, he just has nothing? You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, my thing is, like, if that happens, then okay. But, like, it's also, like... He's a
did do
a
the DM, so I guess that makes yeah.
I don't he's know, a millionaire. He can just basically pay them off, and also, like, those DMs are still real. Those are there.
Yeah, that, no,
and he did
yeah,
say
that's...
those things on a podcast.
Yeah.
It's not like you. That's not like deep faked voice of Justin Roiland. That's him on, like, his podcast.
Yeah,
saying gross things.
That's
so.
Fair. That's fair. Yeah, I guess he deserves to lose everything anyway. But I just
I'm
know.
Saying the DMs could be faked, for all I know.
But the fact that
his
they
voice
all, the fact that they all came out at the same time is always fishy. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like
yeah.
one person's just like, hey, man, he called me a jackass. And then everyone's like, yeah, he also called me a jackass.
Yeah, that was
like,
me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I mean, okay, that it's possible I've said that many people are jackasses, but why are they all coming out at the same time? It's always
dog
a little suspect.
Pile.
It's always a little suspect pile. To me. Yeah, dog piling is true.
I'm not saying that to, like, discredit anyone's actual, like, traumatic experience if they had a run-in with Mr. Roiland, but just
with
like
Justin.
Being wary with how stuff has been in the past.
His name is Justin. He shouldn't be trusted from the beginning. His name's Justin. That's why everyone says Justin Roiland. They don't say, like, Justin. They say Justin Roiland because it sounds so much better than just, hey, this is Justin.
Justin. Hey, guys, this is Justin.
Hey, this Justin.
Just call him Roiland. Call him Roiland.
Actually, Roiland's not a bad, like, name, honestly. I've considered going under an alias for my own work just because I think it sounds better.
Okay,
so,
what's your alias? Big
so,
PP?
So,
or something?
I'm just going to oust myself because I don't care anymore. So my name is Alex Wagner, right? so my name is Alex Wagner, right? It's fully is Alexander Wagner, right? So
oh,
I've
goodness.
Thought, like, okay, what if, like, when I direct something or something like that, I call myself Xander Wagner. because it sounds...
Ooh, Xander.
I don't like Xander. I hate it. One time, I hate this guy. I almost popped him in the mouth when he said it. So, like, I was working at Whataburger, and he was like... I walked over, and my manager was showing me around, and he was like, oh, yeah, here, Damien. I don't remember the guy's name. He was like, oh, hey, Damien, this is Alexander. And he was just like, oh, you go by Xander? I'm like, I'm going to kill you right now. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. You've activated my fight or flight response. And I, sir, am a flightless bird. So we're going to fight. So, yeah, like the fact that the audacity to say that Xander was must have been what I go by is insulting.
Does anyone go by Xander? Does anyone do
some
that?
People who are called Xander go by Xander, but like nobody who's named Alexander goes by Xander unless they're like under threat of death.
Unless they're like 14 on Discord
or are homeschooled. It's those
the
two.
Shadow within me will never reveal itself
to
those. I am Xander, the Lord of Death.
Yeah. So like. I've thought about, like, oh, I'll go by...
I'm silver rank on Overwatch.
And that's the highest I can get. And that was when I got boosted. I'm still very bad at the game. But he's just admitting all of it. I've just thought about going, like, by that because I think it sounds better. It's like Tom Cruise, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage, Alfred Molina... Pink
so
Panther,
you're trying to go you know? By Xander, even though you hate Xander.
I don't like Xander, but I think it might get me places better.
Right.
You know, like, oh, that's Xander Wagner.
Because it's interesting.
Not Alex Wagner. It's almost like alliteration, almost.
Right.
It's almost alliteration. It's Xander Wagner.
Hey, I want to interrupt your very cool idea of like a pseudonym. And
with today's sponsor, Raid Shadow Legends.
I wish.
I've been sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends.
How'd that go?
I got $80, so okay. It went okay.
Okay, shall I censor what I just said, just in case they decide to... Hey, guys.
Hey, I didn't say anything.
I didn't say nothing bad. I love Raid Shadow Legends, if they'll pay me.
If they pay me.
That's not what I opened, you fucking freak show.
But
I found
a
little dude.
Me for?
I'm telling you, I found a little guy in the store.
Oh, I thought for a second you were really like, close. I found him in my computer. His name is Jerry.
He's a snail. How'd he get in there? But, I got
pulling out my RAM.
I went to the what people call the Dollar General, and I found this little guy, and he had a Christmas tag, and he was $4. I have no idea what he is, but I immediately took him home with me. He's a funny little creature, and I'm gonna make him the thumbnail, I think.
Okay, what does the little creature look like?
I'm trying to find the little creature. I don't know what he's supposed to be, but he looks like a creature that Zach Hadle created.
What is he, that penis thing?
No.
No? The one that, like, Michael Reeves was selling for a little while?
No.
The one with the poster that says, God is dead and I killed him, or something like that?
No, it's a creature.
Okay.
It's loading, sorry.
What the hell is that thing? That's a lamb.
It's not a lamb.
It looks like a lamb.
No,
a lamb that has been soaked in the blood of his enemies.
It's a creature. He looks like a... Look at the face close up. He's so funny.
You're just so tickled by it. Stuffed animal.
because he looks like a little homunculus.
That is a homunculus. Like, those black dots that are meant to be eyes aren't the actual eyes. It's the ears.
Oh. What are the quote-unquote eyes, then?
Those are the nipples.
What the fuck?
Okay, I hate that monkey so much. I hate him so much. I don't know why. That triggered, like, neuron
looks
activation.
Like I'm squeezing the life out of him just by touching it.
He looks like he's enjoying it, and I don't like it.
It looks like they put the mouth in the wrong spot.
He looks like he welcomes death with open arms. That creature is disgusting. I want true. That thing to welcome death in open arms. What a disgusting... That pisses me off. I don't know why.
Why does he make you so
I don't bad? Know. He thinks he's better than me. I don't know what it is.
He does. He's just trying to die.
You need to make both of those the thumbnail. Dear viewer, look at the thumbnail and look at that stupid ass... Oh, I want to kill him. That monkey? Kill him. I want to kill him. He's pissing me off.
He's a Valentine's Day toy.
If my wife got that for me, like, if my wife got me that for like, Valentine's Day, I'd throw it across the room and, like, actually file for divorce right on site. On site, unseen. I hate him. He doesn't deserve existence. I don't deserve existence.
He shouldn't. What the heck, man?
I'm angry.
Why are you so mad?
He's pissing me off. I don't know why. He thinks he's better than me. That's literally the only phrase I can come up with. He thinks he's better than me.
I don't know, man.
I don't think it's that deep.
I don't think it's that deep.
That's just what he wants you to think.
His eye sockets are deep, but it's not that deep.
His eye sockets are deep. His eye sockets are deep. I don't know what to take from that. His eye sockets are deep. I'm just repeating it so you hear the insanity you just spouted. His eye sockets
are
have
deep.
Depth. They are deep.
They're full of depth.
What you know about rolling down in the eye sockets? When your brain go numb. I hate him. He doesn't deserve existence.
Ooh. I want to re-bring this up on the pod. We might do an episode with Curly soon.
Oh?
Again. And I'm in the talks with him about it as we speak. If we can't get you, then we'll do it as a duo.
I will find you and stuff, packing peanuts down your throat.
Okay. But we'll bring this up when he comes onto the podcast. But Curly, our good pal... got tweeted at by the guy Jeff Kinney
talked to Curly Cinnamon or tweeted at him and basically was like, you are more talented than me. That is a quote. That is not a paraphrase. That is what
that's
Jeff
like,
Kinney,
that's what he
the
said.
Author of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, spoke virtually
to him.
Curly Cinnamon.
He spoke it into his ears. He wrote it into his eyes.
He licked his ear and then spoke into it and said, you're more talented than I
am.
And
said, lies,
that is bodies. That is insane. That is absolutely insane. I wonder if Jeff Kinney just was like having a slow day where he got retweeted very infrequently and he was like, huh, that was pretty cool.
Huh.
He's like, or like he's sitting by his bed waiting for a tweet to like at him or whatever.
He's
like, he's just quickly like, you know, he grabs it. It falls out of his hands because he's so excited. It's like whipped across the room. He's like diving for it.
Like, I need a hit. I need a Twitter hit.
I need a hit. Dude, that's what Twitter users are like, though, for real. Like, people who live on Twitter, that's what they're like. They're just like,
dog.
Interaction.
Crazy.
Oh,
I got another topic, actually.
Okay. Are you going to talk about the fact that Elon Musk ate Twitter? Ate the bird?
Nah, that's not worth our time.
I just
what
don't
I want to talk about. What I want to talk about, there is a streamer who got who is like getting canceled currently, I think.
Oh.
Breaking
news, this streamer.
I think his name is Atrioc on Twitch.
Atrioc.
And he got canceled because he was doing a Twitch stream. And he alt-tabbed to go to a different window, and you could see, like, deep-faked porn.
Ooh.
Of Pokimane.
Ooh.
Who is his friend.
Ooh.
And another streamer that I can't recall the name of.
Are you talking about Amaranth or whatever?
No, not Amaranth. It's another
Ooh.
Streamer. But, like, it's deep-faked porn with, like, Pokimane's face on it. And he's friends with Pokimane.
Dude, that's such a deep, like, spiritual oof. Oh my gosh.
I just admit, like, they're friends, so it's like, that's gotta be super uncomfortable. And
they were friends. They were roommates.
They were roommates.
That...
I just imagine that being so uncomfortable for Pokimane to, like, imagine.
That is vile.
Yeah.
He deserves that. Like, I don't very often like to, quote-unquote, bandwagon. That's terrible. That's actually, like, vile. Can you imagine? I can't. I like it. Put that back. That back where it came from. So help me. So help me. So help me. And see, it's a musical. I'm Billy Crystal. I'm an actual monster in real life, not the movie.
Boo.
Boo.
Is he a bad person? I didn't.
Who, Billy Crystal? No. Yeah, I don't know.
I was about to say, I love Billy Crystal.
I don't know. I don't know anything past, like, I watched freaking City Slickers, and, like, that was it. So, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Dude, that... Oh.
You're still thinking about it.
You can't come back from that.
Yeah, that's something
there
you can't...
There is no...
You can't dig out of. That's something you'll
no
be, like,
coming
made
back
fun
from
of
that.
For forever.
That's not making fun of. That is, like, that is actual modern-day ostracization. Like, he's ostracized. Yeah. It's over.
He's gross. And we,
how
and
is he
can't.
Ever going to do anything? He's not going to get a job at McDonald's anymore. That is it.
No more McDonald's. No more McDonald's.
He's crying. He's like, I wanted to work at Burger King.
I want McDonald's.
McDoug. I want to eat some
McDoug.
That's actually what me and my wife call McDonald's is when we want to
order.
Yeah, we'll look at each other like McDougals and we'll be like, yeah. That's how we talk.
Hey babe, McDougals.
Me and my wife, when we're near each other, we lose brain cells at an exponential rate.
That's the kind of marriage you want.
Yeah.
Where you don't make any sense, but you do to your spouse.
Oh yeah, no, it's nonsense. It's nonsense.
I want to show you something else I made.
Oh, I hope it's not
thing.
A shrine.
No, not today.
No, not today.
It's not a shrine to Zekado. It's not a shrine. It's not a shrine to Zekado. But, cut that out. That was gross.
Nah.
But, I made a bit with my friends. And
a
the
drill
bit.
Bit?
No! A joke bit. And it's, basically where I am the president of the United States. But I am 2 feet tall. And I have a picture of me in the Oval Office.
Oh, is it just like your little arms like sitting on the? you know what that looks like? You know what your little drawing looks like? It looks like the lemmings from like that game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The little lemmings.
I love that game. I also made another edit.
And I was imagining, like, your little arms, like, sticking on the top, like, you're trying to reach up there.
It's an edit of me, like, having a meeting with all of my associates in like, the White House.
And what does that look like? I'm desperate. I'm desperate to know what that looks like.
I'm desperate.
Oh, no. You're literally talking to a ham. That's ham.
It's ham. I love ham. Do you see my little creature?
I do. It's just like, I don't want to be president no more. The pointer sticks at me. I don't like it.
I don't like it. It's scary. We also made it that so that I sound like, you know, when Zach Hadel is like pretending to be this weak little creature. He's like,
I don't even want to be president. I was just sitting in a shoebox. They found me.
Can I get a thimble full of water?
not full, though. I'm not that thirsty.
I have to...
I don't know how I feel about an actual ham being one of your advisors.
I had an egg McMuffin, and it's really dry.
I ate a Popeye's biscuit. I almost died.
It's a crumb of a Popeye's biscuit. Just
dry. Dude, Popeye's biscuits dry out your mouth worse than those little frickin' Those little, what are they called? The things that are in, like, they're, what are they? The silica gel packets.
Those it's just sand.
Dude, to cut costs, you're going to find Popeye's biscuits instead of the silica gel packets now. They just absorb all moisture.
Let me tell you something, man. I was one of those kids who wanted to eat everything. I never ate a silica gel packet.
Hold up, back up. What did you eat instead? What did you eat instead? Okay, for a second.
Do we have to go into that?
No. Hold on. I've got to throw you a lifeline here. So look at the picture of Abraham Lincoln in your image. And for a second, I thought the hand of the boom mic was Abe Lincoln's hand reaching out.
Oh my god, yeah, that's scary. Oh my god, it does look like his hand. His hand's so big compared to his face.
I know.
It's so scary. Canonical, Abraham Lincoln had really big hands.
Canonical, Abraham Lincoln used to eat children. He was a giant. He ground them up into bread and ate their bones. Sounds like he's eating baked chips. It's just
Lay's baked chips.
Dude,
from
baked
Subway.
Chips slap so hard. They're so good.
I think they taste good.
They're so good because like they're
you're
little...
so good.
What? I'm not a chip. I'm not a crisp. I'm not a crisp. I don't know why.
You're not edible anymore. You have too much hair on you.
I don't know. I don't know how to take that. I don't know where to go from that.
I'd have to cut it all off first.
My skin?
Your hair.
I'm
not going to cut off meat that I can eat.
I'm so concerned about where this is going. I'm so concerned. What is happening?
Did you know if you eat the human brain, you get a disease similar to Mad Cow?
Sorry.
What?
Sorry, I forgot. I've looked up.
What?
I'm gonna tell you in a second. It's one of my favorite images in the world.
You found Shrinkwrap Garfield again, didn't you?
No, although I stumbled upon that with people nearby, and they were like so concerned. I guess I was just bawling laughing. They come over, they see this weird, creepy shrink-wrapped homunculus. I zoom out and I show them.
You're just thinking about it and you're bawling.
Yes. It's funny. And so I show them what it's supposed to look like. And they're like, why does it look broken still? Oh my gosh. I'm trying to download the image. I want to send it.
I wanted to go. I want it.
This image. My brother sent this to me unprompted like 2 years ago, and it's lived rent-free in my head for decades since. Oh, there it is. It's the fact.
No one's gonna know what this image is, by the way. Wispy.
It's because he's missing a nose. Teeth are together, and so I'm just imagining, like, Wispy.
Crispy.
It's for those of you who obviously can't see it, it's Two-Face from the Christopher Nolan movies, but he's photoshopped to where both sides of the face are the burnt side. And then it's just got no nose.
How do you think he functions as a person? Imagine if you're at a Wendy's and you just got a Baconator and then some.
This guy is the guy who ordered it.
Onion rings. and you like sat beside him. You're looking for a new job, and this is your employer. And he comes on in with it.
And
his,
he looks
like,
at you, and he's like, "You can tell that if you
salad.
Make, you can tell if you make any mention of the fact he has no nose, he is going to like lose it on you."
He will start a riot.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me of my first job. My first job was McDonald's, right?
Ew.
And this is not meant to disparage anybody who might have this similar, it's not, I guess it's like maybe an abnormality. Because people with this thing could still live completely normal lives. But my boss, I can't remember his name. He was this fat Hispanic dude. And his eyes did not line up at all. At all. And they were pointed completely different directions. And I'm pretty sure he was blind in one of them. Like, one of the eyes he could not see out of. And on my first day, I didn't know what the procedure was. Because it was like, it was my time was up. I didn't know what the procedure was. So I walked over to him and I talked to him for a good minute and a half. Before he then turns his head and looks at me and says, "Oh, Manny, I didn't see you there." And I just froze because I had been talking to this man's wrong eye for about a minute and a half. And it was terrible. It was terrible.
That story took everything out of me.
It sounds like if that that blowfish that ate the carrots was depressed. Instead it was just like it's like
it sounds like when you use a healing item in like a in like a game. You're like I'm trying to think of a good example.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh my goodness. Speaking of games, have you played any games lately?
No, I mean, I have. I've been playing a lot of Cult of the Lamb lately.
Really?
I enjoy the game. I'd say, I mean, this is like the very like least or like very broad terminology. I'd say it's Animal Crossing and Binding of Isaac combined. Basically.
I saw that. I don't think I'm gonna play it.
I enjoy it. It's really good. It's a really cute game. It's got some dork. What the hell did you just send me?
Don't worry about it.
it's got some dark themage amongst the cute, which is subverted my expectations. I enjoy that.
I enjoy not knowing what to expect next.
And I like the gameplay. The gameplay is like just out of the realm of repetitiveness where it's like I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. And the bosses are decently complicated. So I enjoy that. I enjoy that a lot. Of course it's this video. He's about to laugh his ass off again, by the way, guys. Here he goes. Hold on to you. For those of you curious, he sent me the mouse video. Where it's like
mouse
that furry
video.
Mouse guy. And
we all know what it is.
He's like to help me cool down. And then an ice block drops on like a real rat.
No, not an ice block. A cinder block?
That's an ice block, dude.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's
it is.
No,
it is.
It's not. That's an actual cinder block. I'm fine.
Goodness gracious.
After the podcast ends, I need to send you some memeage I've been cultivating.
Oh, you've been cultivating it? Have you been, like, planting your little seeds and you've been, like, hoeing the soil and just going, like, oh, it's wiping the sweat from your brow, going, like, oh, man, these memes hope to come in good this year.
I've accumulated a folder.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that.
You don't like what? The word accumulated?
I don't like the fact that you're like, I have a very specific set of skills. I have a very specific set of memes. There is no context that would make them work. You.
And that will make you laugh. You know, there's something that we still need to do.
What is it?
And it's to plug ourselves real late into the video. Or the audio. Apologies. You can find me on Twitter at Bubbleshell, or Instagram at ShellBubbles, or literally anywhere else by that same name. And those are all my socials. Do you have anything to plug, Mr. Manimator?
Only the holes in my head to make sure the thoughts stay inside.
Those are called your ears.
Thanks.
What? How did you say? What?
It's mainly, I might start uploading to my TikTok again. That's Mr. Manimator.
Wow.
And
YouTube.
And YouTube. And Twitch.
And
I stream
on Twitch once every 50 years.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, you gotta be quick. That, like, when I'm streaming, like, it's gonna be like, oh my gosh, it's an event. Cause, it's not happening again.
He's a hoot and a holler.
I really don't know how I am, though, because I feel like I'm being unfunny in front of people, and I get no feedback. Feedback is just like, hey, you wanna suck my toes? That's all the feedback I get.
That was mostly
Dark Carnage
45. Did you see that random meme that I sent you 3 years ago that was so funny that you didn't laugh at?
No, I don't. I don't remember that funny meme. From several
Thanks
years
for watching
ago.
The stream, guys.
Hey, just gotta do the stream. You came back with Sonic. You didn't share any.
I did.
No, you didn't. You didn't get me
any
Sonic.
I can't do tater tot.
No! I don't like the tater tots.
I pushed it through my screen.
it's
like all mushed on my
tater,
screen now.
There's a tater tot shaped hole in the center of your screen.
Oh.
That's the tater hole.
We had different thoughts.
No, I imagine you violently pushing your thumb through the screen and everything around it still working. It's just a tater tot shaped
hole.
Yeah, it's like, that's the tater hole. That's where the taters go.
The tater hole. and I delicately place a little tater tot in the hole.
I'm just imagining you, like, you rest it in there, like, it's still in the hole, and you just take a hammer, like a mallet, to shoot it through. You just whack. Just shoots through it.
Bonk.
The back of, like, the wall behind your monitor is just covered in potato, like, remains. Just shot it through for no good reason.
And you just, like hear, like, wet sliding down the wall, and then... Like, where it just slaps onto the table.
It's at your feet. You're like, I don't know where this potato is coming from, but I'm going to keep filling up the tater hole.
Ooh, the tater hole brings me more taters.
The tater hole provides.
I start eating the dirt in the tater tot, like, mashings on the floor.
This pepper tastes weird.
It's so dry.
Why is it spicy? Oh, my gosh. I think that's it.
Is that all?
That's all, folks.
Yep, that's how we end it now.
Is that how we end it?
No. But hey, if you enjoyed it, go ahead and give us 5 stars on Spotify or whatever the voting system is on that. And if you'd like to see more, go ahead and sub to our stream.
If you'd like to see more, too bad. It's a podcast. You can't see it to begin with, moron.
I'm thinking of what figuring are you, stupid? Out how to a video edit and put it on YouTube, but that's a story for another time.
Hey.
So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll hear you guys in the next podcast episode. Bye-bye!
I better not hear you say anything. Ah! Do you think they're gone?
Okay, I think they're gone.
Do you want to do another quiet game?
Yeah. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Damn it, I suck at this.
I win.